Kitty cat. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hello, everyone. Well, we're here for another episode of the Banana Republic, and isn't it nice having Tobe back? I think that was his second show. And while he searches for his meds, which he may not need. And prior to that, we had Publius telling us, well, teaching us really about the potential of nuclear fuels, and I think that was really well done. I know how difficult it is to do a pre-recorded show. I'm sitting in my garden on the stoop, the veranda, the porch, and I think you might be able to hear the birds behind me. And yeah, so there we are. So it is the Banana Republic time. The banana na na. Adam D, hello. MMW, hello. Froggy Me, hello. Budstuff, hello. X1, hello. Tobe, hello. There's a new guy here called Nameless. Hello. And who else have I got? I'm not sure. Yeah, what a great show we've been, what a great series of shows we've been enjoying, and the fact that most of them are live. And I actually liked the pre-recorded one because some of my shows are quite, I lose track. And one of the reasons I'm doing this one live is because I would rather have my dulcet tones and what I'm going to play you in a short time, the funk, than risk having one of my older, quite embarrassing shows play. Not that this one won't be embarrassing. But even so, here we go, friends. But before I do that, I'm going to do a little advert for. No, I'm not. I was going to do an SDF advert. For why, if you're listening to this, you should consider coming over to SDF and finding out how it works and getting an account and avoiding the mainstream media. So, for those of you who are already doing this, well done. I've learned so much here. And for those who will one day join us, welcome in advance in the future. So this is Rolly in the past saying welcome to the future, because we shall all be avoiding and keeping identities more, caring for our online identities more than we do it presently. So without further ado, I'm going to kick off with some funk. Enjoy. Everybody's enjoying the tunes, but I thought for a minute I would do some promotion. Up next, directly after my show, we have got Inky playing us some deep, dark underground sets, and followed, that's a 2100 UTC, followed by Hardmas, and Hardmas plays music that is like normally about above 135, maybe 140 BPM, and it's mostly, no, not always, but he plays a variety of great music, so he is always a lot of fun. And then we have the amazing Snowdust with the Intergalactic Wasabi mix. And if you like Bronzy's show, you're going to like the Intergalactic Wasabi mix. It's a lovely show. So, and then the one and only Froggy Me at 00:00, so at midnight tomorrow, Easter. So Resurrection Day, he will be opening up at exactly 00:00, and he's amazing. And followed by the Arocho show. Hang on, I do know how to say that word. The Arocho show, that's it. Yes, the Arocho show. It's a great, great show there by a professional radio man who you can hear is quite slick and knows his stuff. I'm going to switch off the other music for a second just so that we can enjoy the birds. Hold on. I'm hoping that we'll hear a kookaburra or a black parrot. Sorry about that, guys. We'll go on with the music and continue listening. And tell your friends about SDF. Tell your friends about Anon Radio. And you know, though, although thinking about that, one of the problems with that is that if it gets all too popular, it's hard enough trying to keep up with the shows now. If you go and look at the schedule, there are some amazing shows, and there's a few that I've listened to in the archive, and I just can't quite line up my day to hear them out live as much as I would like to. So I think there is only so much you can listen to, but the lineup today, straight after the Banana Republic, is going to be quite pleasant, so stick around if you can. Thank you. That was Herbie Hancock, and I was very afraid and didn't want to interrupt that particular song, because I know that Froggy Me is a big fan of Herbie Hancock. But at the same time, Molly has come to greet me, and she was scratching my leg saying she wanted to be on the radio. But she settled down now, because I think she was wondering why I wasn't having my morning coffee. And the reason was because I was thinking of going back to sleep, because we had a 50th birthday party last night. And in the background we have Celestial Blues by Andy Bay. Experience and Judgment is called. And this is a Funk Essentials playlist, so I really hope you're enjoying it. Over here it is Easter Sunday, so I'm really enjoying the morning. And a little later, probably at about after 5:30, I shall play some interviews, extracts that I've recorded from podcasts I've been listening to. That's a few birds flying overhead. They're shoaling or flocking, but they're on a mission somewhere, and they came from the direction of the blue gum trees. So I'm conscious that I might be talking too quietly. Sorry about that, guys and folks. But let me get out of the way and let the music continue, because this song is halfway through, and then I shall play you some, probably after, on the way outward of the show, you know, on the way home to Inky, who will entertain us further.
I've got to be free, my spirit's telling me. I've got to be free, my spirit's telling me. Free from all the things that I don't really need. Free from all the things that I don't really need. Said that my mind is made up, no turning back for me. Said that my mind is made up.
contentment if you believe in me. I'll use my soul to bring you pleasure, my heart to bring you joy. I'll use the world between us, no other can destroy. Didn't they?
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Some more bird tunes. And Miley scratching my leg here, asking for biscuits. Because she loves biscuits, and I'm having a cup of green tea, Tobe. And Froggy Meat, I'm really glad you're enjoying the set. And I was wondering whether I should do my interviews, but I'd like to, because firstly it's Easter, and I think Easter's a very important, you know, event. For me, it's more important than Christmas, I think. But so I'm going to ask everybody here to stay with me. Don't go, because it is a bit, well, it is, you know, the essence of what many people believe. So I'm gonna ask you to stay with me and humor me, because it is, after all, Easter. And I've been studying a bit of Hebrew scripture because it interests me. I like to go to the source, and I also like to know esoteric things. I like to know, you know, I'm interested in the moon, and I'm interested in the spirit and the soul. Jeff, if you tune in. And, you know, we only get to live once. So without further ado, stay with me, and then after that we shall play some more funk. And then after that we shall play another interview, baby. And then, so this is the 10 plagues. So let's go. Let me just get on with it and keep my mouth shut. Righty go. Hey, press this button.
So here we begin the 10 plagues. So what's interesting about the 10 plagues is they're structured in a really highly designed way in terms of their literary design. There's 10 total, but those 10 are divided up into three groups of three, making 9. And then the 10th and final one is kind of set apart from those three groups of three.
Okay.
So in order, they are, famously, blood. The Nile turns to blood.
Number one.
Number two, frogs come up out of the Nile and crawl into everybody's houses and nasty. Number three are gnats come fly and cover everything. Fourth, flies come and cover everything. Fifth is plague, like an actual disease. The sixth is like boils, actual like skin boils. The seventh is hailstones fall and destroy all the crops. Eighth is locusts come and eat everything that the hail didn't destroy. And then the ninth is darkness over the land. And then that sets you up for the 10th, which is the death of the firstborn. And that links all the way back to the death of the firstborn sons of Israel. Pharaoh long ago began back in chapter 1.
Pharaoh was tossing the boys in the river.
Yeah, that's right. So those are the 10. And what's interesting is that the...
I feel like we need like the 10 Days of Christmas song or something to remember these. So, those are the 10. And what's interesting is that the... We'll be right back.
Okie dokie. What happened there is that earlier I forgot which way was up, and I've got this little toggle switch which I messed up a bit. So sorry for, and thank you so much, Froggy, for pointing that out. Otherwise, I should have been muttering to myself and chatting. So yeah, I'm going to play another extract, and I want to get this through quite quickly, just a second. What I liked about what I was telling you about the 10 plagues or strikes was that there's three sets of three, and then there's the final one, which is the Passover or the firstborn, which is quite scary. And in the first set, Moses goes to Pharaoh at the sea, I think. At the river, sorry. And then the second one, in the second plague, he goes to Pharaoh's house. And in the third one, he does nothing. And then it repeats itself. So he goes to the river, goes to Pharaoh's house, and then no warning. And then there's a last set. And then finally, there is the last plague. So it's explained better here. So bear with me, friends. I am going to press this button.
Start studying patterns of repeated words. You'll see that just like the 6 days of Genesis are organized.
You're talking about Genesis chapter 1.
Yep.
God creates order in 6 days.
In the 7-day creation narrative that goes from Genesis 1 verse 1 to Genesis 2 verse 3. That narrative has 6 days of God working.
Yeah.
And the arrangement of those 6 days is super intentional.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that at length. But the organization of them into triads, two groups of three, and then the things match in symmetries going forward. There is an identical design to these nine plagues.
But there's three groups of three.
But there's three triads. So it goes the blood, the frogs, the gnats. It's triad one. The flies, the plague, the boils. It's triad two. The hail, the locust, the darkness. It's triad three. And I can't make this stuff up. There are symmetrically repeating phrases that link these together, both sideways and
vertically.
If you put them in a grid, that's right. For example, the three triads, the first one of each triad happens in the morning.
So each triad begins with a plague in the morning or a strike in the morning.
Exactly. The plague of blood, the plague of the flies, the plague of the hail, that is plagues 1, 4, and 7, all have a little moment where they're introduced with a narrative saying, and God said to Moses, in the morning. And then all of them take place where Pharaoh is going out to the river or to the waters, and Moses is told to go meet Pharaoh by the waters. And it's only in the morning, and it's only plagues 1, 4, and 7. So it's very conspicuous.
Very clearly kind of marking out, we're starting a new set of plagues.
Yep, that's right. So it divides, there's that act right there, divides the nine.
And what a wonderful place to show down with Pharaoh at the Nile.
Exactly. The first plague will take place at the Nile with blood, but also it circles back to what Pharaoh did with the Israelite boys on the Nile, which is toss them into the waters. So it makes all of the nine plagues a counter to Pharaoh's evil back in chapter one. That's one thing. The first of each triad, plagues 1, 4, and 7, all have the phrase, so that y'all will know that I am Yahweh. And that's a key
and
phrase.
That's what we're tracing.
That we've been tracing, the phrase. Name of Yahweh. Yeah. Yep, that's right. When you go to the second plague in each triad, that is plagues 2, 5, and 8, the frogs, plague on the livestock, and the locust, these all take place with Moses going to meet Pharaoh in his house. So each one of them is Moses going to Pharaoh, not out by the shore. That's the 1, 4, and 7. Plagues 2, 5, and 8 is all Moses going into Pharaoh's house, and they're demanding that the people be let go. Then the third in each triad, plagues 3, 6, and 9, which is gnats, boils, and darkness. There's no warning. We're not told of when, how, or where Moses went to Pharaoh.
Because normally Moses comes and says, hey, you're going to get another one. Here's a chance to let us go.
Totally,
The third strike of each triad, there's no warning.
There's no warning. It's just, hey, you aren't letting my people go. Boom, here, I'm going to do this. And the plague comes, you know, without any lead up time. So that's interesting, just right there. Thank you.